WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and embattled Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth still working to shore up support on Capitol Hill.
Despite the turbulent rollout amid allegations of sexual assault and financial mismanagement, Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary now appears to have momentum. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who said last week that Hegseth's confirmation would be difficult, now sees it this way.
He's much better off this week than he was last week.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, a combat veteran and survivor of sexual assault, appears to be warming to Hegseth. Ernst says he told her he would, quote, prioritize and strengthen her work to prevent sexual assault in the ranks.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Luigi Mangione, the man charged in the murder of United Healthcare's CEO, now fighting extradition to New York. He remains held without bail in Pennsylvania. A federal judge blocking a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons, agreeing with the Federal Trade Commission that a merger would be bad for consumers and workers by limiting competition. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin farmers will soon see more raw milk testing for avian flu as national regulators attempt to halt the spread of the disease. So far, there have been no confirmed cases of the virus in the state, despite confirmed cases in neighboring Minnesota, Michigan, and Iowa. Under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new testing strategy, states like Wisconsin, which have so far been unaffected, will have the frequency of sampling decreased after several rounds. Cows must also be tested before fairs or exhibitions and interstate travel. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to a press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. A Rice Lake man accused of burglary at a closed sand plant near Chetek has entered a guilty plea. On Monday, 28-year-old Draven Mers pled guilty to felony burglary relating to the September 2023 theft. According to court documents, Mers and 35-year-old Lee Lefevers broke into the facility to steal wires and electrical components. Lefevers pled guilty on burglary charges earlier this year. Mers was charged with criminal damage to property, but that charge was dismissed as part of the plea deal. He's scheduled to be sentenced in February. The Shell Lake Police Department has released an update on a bomb threat received by the school district on Monday. According to law enforcement officials, the district received a recorded phone call from an anonymous caller claiming there was a bomb in the school and armed individuals would be arriving in minutes. The district was placed into its lockdown protocols and authorities conducted a thorough search, finding no evidence of any threats. A number of other districts across the state also received similar hoax threats on Monday. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green, and boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames has signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with flurries and snow showers fluffing up to a dusting to an inch. Temps drop to near 10 above and stay there throughout most of the day tomorrow as the wind picks up, dropping wind chills well below zero as the sky clears. Much colder for Wednesday night and Thursday. Currently 21 degrees.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
The Badgers.
Shoots Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Earl Ingram.
Tune in. Next time, we'll talk about protecting yourself from lead exposure with the Campaign for Lead-Free Water and Flack. I'll also be joined by Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. Thank you for tuning in and listening, hanging out with us. 855-752-4842. Got Jess P.S. on the board. And it's overtime with our pal, Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 to 4 p.m. We're going to get with her in just a minute. But I got to let you folks know, it's that time of year. And here at Civic Media, we're giving stuff away. That's right. It's the Text to Win contest. It's really simple. Just listen to Civic Media on the app and text the keyword during various hours, specifically 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4. This is the 4 o'clock hour. This is your opportunity to win a prize for our grown-up gift list. Now, each of these hours, we're giving away either $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. And each hourly entry qualifies you for our grand prizes, from espresso machines to robot vacuums. We've got 8 grand prizes from a grown-up gift list. So, real simple, folks. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. That's the one you're probably listening to right now. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen to text the keyword for your chance to win this statewide contest. And what is the keyword? What is the keyword? It's Holly. H-O-L-L-Y. The keyword is Holly. Text Holly for your chance to win. I got some friends named Holly. This isn't that. It's Holly. Text Holly. And we'll repeat this throughout the hour. Goes between 4 and 5 Central Time here. So text Holly on the Civic Media app. Overtime with Maggie Dawn. The Maggie Dawn Show, she airs 2 to 4 p.m. right here Monday through Friday at the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie, thank you. Welcome.
Good to be here with both you and Jess P.S.
It is fantastic to have you. And I love doing a little overtime with you. We get to spend a little time together. And occasionally we blow each other's minds. You know, you can let me know, I get some sound from yesterday. Well, I got one for you today. And this is going to strike home. Bear with me just a moment as we get through the reporting. Laura Schulte from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call's office filed 10. Count them, 10. Additional felony charges Tuesday against two attorneys and an aide who worked for then President Trump over their roles in a plan to submit paperwork falsely claiming that Trump won Wisconsin in 2020. Now, the additional charges filed in Dane County Circuit Court against Kenneth Cheesebro, I know it's not how you pronounce it, but we don't care, a Wisconsin native and lead architect of the 2020 elector scheme. Former Dane County Judge Jim Troupas, I think you know that guy, Maggie. He represented Trump in Wisconsin during the 2020 election. And Mike Roman, former Trump aide who allegedly delivered Wisconsin's slate of false electoral paperwork to a Pennsylvania congressman staffer in order to get them to Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th of 2021. Now, the additional charges, bear with me, I just lost it for a moment. The additional charges alleged forgery to defraud, and get this, the Republican electors who cast their ballots for Trump in 2020, even though Joe Biden won the state. Now, the new charges join the original single charge of felony forgery filed earlier this year. Cheesebro, Troupas, and Roman are scheduled to appear in court in Madison on Thursday. Now, Troupas appeared on conservative talk show host Vicky McKenna's show on Tuesday afternoon, making some of his first public comments in months. Let's hear what Jim had to say, Maggie.
Oh, boy.
There isn't a single morning or a single night since early of 2021 that I have not worried about this case, that I have not thought about it. They're coming after me and every member of my family. They're coming after my law license. They're coming after my bankers. Now, a defense for the civil case cost well more than $500,000, Troupas said, adding he had to get a lawyer from Kansas City. Quote, if you don't think they're trying to bankrupt me, you don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, kind of sucks, Jim, when the long arm of the law comes for you because you broke the law.
Well, I mean, isn't that how it's supposed to work, Maggie?
Last time I checked, I mean, this complaint from Mr. Troupas rings a little hollow to me. Like, I'm the victim. What? And I would venture to guess that Mr. Troupas has no empathy for regular people that are criminal defendants for doing things that are less of a threat to our democracy than what he did, and don't have any money at all to pay for a lawyer. This is so much like the guy that got interviewed on 60 Minutes. Oh, woe is me. I just don't buy it. Like, you did the crime. This is the process. Call up Trump if you need your legal bills covered. I'm sure he'll get his checkbook right out.
A little bit more from the reporter, Maggie. Troupas encouraged people to show up to the Dane County Courthouse on Thursday morning. Yeah, bring them all down. Come down. We'll be wild. He said the fellow judges he served with are good judges and honest people who are put in a very difficult political problem. Really? It's not laughable to me because I can go to jail for 6 years, and I don't doubt they would love to do that to make me that poster child. Yeah, 11 charges now. Each of the charges can carry carries the same maximum penalty of 6 years in prison, including a $10,000 fine. A little bit of the meat here, Maggie. According to the complaint, most of the electors said they did not consent to have their signatures presented as if Trump won the state without a court ruling saying so. The complaint also describes how Cheesebro, Troupas, and Roman allegedly created a fake document that said Trump won Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College votes and then attempted to deliver it to then Vice President Mike Pence for certification.
Through Ron Johnson's staff.
Through Ron Johnson's staff. Also also facing charges Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Georgia. So woe is me, but he's not only he's free, he was fraudulent to the fake electors. I mean, wow, really trying to get something.
I mean, let's be sure people understand why you just said what you said, Dom. And this is really important. I may, in fact, have some understanding for non-lawyer electors that were on the fake elector slate, that were not intimately involved with this, that relied on the representations made by the lawyers, meaning Jim Troupas, who's a former judge, and the cheese man. These are lawyers. I can see a non-lawyer person who was not familiar with election processes being told, we have these cases going, they haven't been decided yet. Now, that's a bit of baloney right there.
Right.
But I can see that as a defense. That is absolute, utter, total garbage when it comes to Jim Troupas, because he was the campaign's lawyer in the state of Wisconsin. He absolutely knew what was happening with those cases. He absolutely knew that there was risk involved with creating a document that looks to be real and official when you have lost the cases and acting like Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin. He, more than anyone else in this state, would understand that. Perhaps it's like Jim Troupas, number one, Bob Spindle, number two, and then the cheese man. But like, he literally litigated these cases I know, because I defended Milwaukee County in them, right. And which we won all of them. But this is why it's just, what are you complaining about, Jim? You may have lied to these other Republicans. They shouldn't have signed it either. I think all of the conduct is highly suspicious, absent some sort of smoking gun document that said, here's Jim Troupas telling us that this is not going to be submitted. But Jim, he doesn't have any legs to stand on.
And overtime with Maggie Dawn, 855-752-4842. And I thought it was interesting, the reporting, it said most of the electors did not allow or approve for that. Also, in WisconsinWatch.org, watching the news here on this very topic, Troupas argued in his brief here recently, this is reporting from yesterday, his defense, Maggie, the practice of having both sets of electors meet and vote during an ongoing legal challenge or recount is over a century old. He points to the 1876 presidential election, where three states sent competing sets of electors to Washington, and the 1960 race, when Hawaii featured competing electors due to an ongoing recount that eventually flipped three electoral votes from Nixon to Kennedy. Now, historians have identified key differences in those cases, and in 2020, Troupas goes on to say, having the Republican electors meet and cast their ballot was not criminal or even untoward, and the ballot was not a forgery. This is his.
Then why'd you meet in secret? Why weren't you telling everyone in the media that you were doing it when you were doing it? Why is Ron Johnson's story about this changed 15 times? If this was so above board, where was all the transparency then? It was hidden. They met in secret in the basement of the Capitol. And by the way, did you notice the part about the 1961 that they were in a freaking recount? There was an active, the recount was done in Wisconsin. The lawsuits were done by the time this fake elector set was signed and transmitted to Ron Johnson's staff to try to get it to the vice president. We were in freaking January, y'all. Also, the other case from like the 1800s. A little bit different back then. Maybe not the interwebs and the cell of the phones and, you know, the means of communication and the tabulation machines. I mean, give me a freaking break.
A separate motion argues the criminal complaint omits information that pokes holes at the DOJ's allegations. Troupas' attorney, Maggie, points to a 2022 memo from the DOJ solicited by the Wisconsin Elections Commission as it investigated a complaint filed against the Trump electors. That complaint argued the Trump electors met in a concerted effort to ensure they would be mistaken as a result of their deliberate forgery and fraud and for Wisconsin's legitimate presidential electors. But DOJ concluded in its memo that the record does not support this allegation, and that the Trump electors, even before the December 14th meeting, publicly stated, including in court pleadings, that they were meeting to preserve legal options while litigation was pending. Now, Troupas' legal claims that conclusion, omitted from the criminal complaint, shows it was proper and necessary for the alternate electors to meet and vote on December 14th. And finally, another motion, Troupas argues election-related prosecutions can unfold only if the Elections Commission determines probable cause and refers the case to another district attorney, not the Attorney General. 45 seconds, Maggie, your thought on that.
Here's the thing. There's no dispute over the conduct, no material dispute. So isn't the question, did the conduct violate these state laws? If yes, insert penalty here, right? Like, that's the way this works. Like, just because you didn't actually know it was illegal doesn't mean you get off scot-free. Jim Troupas, throw the book at him. Thanks so much, Dom. Thanks, Jess BS. Great to see y'all.
Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Overtime with Maggie Dawn. Check her show out 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Fridays on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is a phone line. It is a text line. We will get to all of your comments here shortly. Jess will clear you calls and get you on here with us. The news that, and thank you, Maggie Dawn, Overtime with Maggie Dawn. Make sure you check her out, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, here on the Civic Media Radio Network, talking about this reported case here in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Josh Call, the AG here in Wisconsin, has leveled 10 additional charges against the three no-do-gooders here. We're talking about Kenneth Cheesebro. We're talking about Jim Troupas, a former Dane County judge, and Mike Roman. That was Trump's guy in town here.
Mm-hmm.
10 additional charges, meaning there are now 11 charges total, and I believe it said what? Let's see. Each of the charges, 11 charges levied, carries a maximum penalty of 6 years in prison in addition to $10,000 fine. Now, that's a lot.
That's
right?
A lot.
That could be a lot. And Maggie was, of course, across the table from Troupas when she was defending the state of Wisconsin, specifically Milwaukee County. In these cases, and let's not forget what they were trying to do. I mean, let's accentuate the fact they're trying to overthrow the election. You see, folks, Trump lost in 2020. I know he doesn't like to say that, and a lot of the sycophants around him have waffled on whether that is in fact the case. Yeah, it happened. Trump lost. We know that because Biden lost this election, and now he's no longer going to be the president. And Trump lost the last time. So, what did they try to do? What are they trying to overthrow and throw out your vote, my vote. Let's not talk about you. I don't know how you voted. I know how I voted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take it too kindly when these right-wing mega nut jobs try to concoct a scheme to work around the fact that your guy lost the election. Period. Full stop. Oh, they did it back in the 1800s. Oh, they did. No. Okay, they did some things, but they were different circumstances.
Imagine that.
They were different cases. They wanted to overturn the election. That is what this is about. When Donald Trump's not going to face any charges for his January 6th insurrection, but this was all part of the plan. Lots of plans, right? Lots of conspiracy. A lot of spokes in the wheel to get the plan through. Well, I mean, it's unfortunate that perhaps this might be some of the only few people who pay the price for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, this was presumably, I would say, coming from the top. They sold it to the big guy, and they're pushing it. And they had their opportunity. They had over 60 court cases. They had over 60. And yes, some maybe were thrown out for standing. That is a thing. Mm-hmm. But they did get some court cases, and they lost. And they lost, and even some of those that got thrown out, my understanding, were appointed by Trump.
Indeed.
So you can't go to the courts with nothing in your pocket and say, you know, give me redress. And they're going to say, for what? You got lost in election. So they had that whole legal angle going. And then they had this other angle. Well, we'll throw it back to the states, let the legislature decide. Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, who won? So in that process, in that endeavor, former Dane County judge engaged in fraud. Mm-hmm. And the fraud was in order to overthrow the election, to throw away my vote. And he should pay a price for that. And I'm sorry. Oh, it's not laughable to me. I can go to jail for 6 years. I have no doubt they'd love to do that. Make me a poster child. Yes. You try to throw out my vote? You should absolutely be a poster child. That'd be the best of it. Head on a spike? I don't think that we can do that anymore. But they used to do things like that. Little outdated. But some consequences for it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a novel idea these days. I mean, it's like it's happening.
It seems so old school now. Consequences. 855-752-4842. Totter Billy, he chimes up. Yeah, poster child? It's called deterrence. Thank you, brother. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want to lose sight. And I know we kind of, try to joke around, try to have fun. But these are serious charges. Because it's not just the fraud. People can do all sorts of kinds of fraud. What was a fraud endeavoring to do? To wreck our democracy. To throw out Dominic's vote. If you don't care about anything else, care about my vote. Because I care about mine. And Jess, too.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Our vote.
Yeah.
Our collective vote. I want our votes to be counted.
They should be.
And I want them to be applied. And if our person loses, they lose. If our person wins, they win.
Mm-hmm.
And if they lose, we go back and try to do it again. If they win, we hold them accountable to their campaign promises.
Uh-huh.
This is how we do it. You don't engage in let's just call it, even on the legal side of it, a bunch of bunk and BS, as evidenced by they lost over 60 cases. And the one case, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, that they did actually win, had nothing to do with the actual vote count, had some sort of process or dates or whatever the case was. It didn't have an effect on the election. So you lost, and this whole big lie, and this is the consequence, the culmination of the conspiracy of the big lie, is Troopers coming to Wisconsin, and Cheesebro in the room with the fake electors. Hell, he got a video, if I recall correctly, of them doing the crime, quote-unquote. And the additional charges, mind you, was for Troopers because he apparently, if you believe Troopers and these other guys, Roman and Cheesebro, lied to the 10 Republicans. And most of them, apparently, according to the reporting, did not want their signatures to be affixed unless it was a court ruling that was the case. So he engaged in fraud on his own side. His own side. So I'd like to see you defend that. Are you going to, this thing goes to trial? You're going to call up Andrew Hitt, former head of the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin? You're going to testify? He's an attorney himself, man. He went out and got in front of this thing back in the day, right? He did like a 60 Minutes interview. Oh, we didn't know anything about it. Well, if you believe that, and it's kind of hard to, but if you take him at his word, and then you see now the attorney general here in the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call, following that up with an additional 10 charges. Quote, according to the complaint, most of the electors said they did not consent to having their signatures presented as if Trump had won the state without a court ruling saying so. And I do not consent for my vote to be thrown out by a bunch of crooked attorneys and political types who absolutely know better. And if you're going to play stupid games, you should win stupid prizes. Unlike our prize right here on the giveaway. Here we got a big giveaway. It's the grown-up gift list. Text to win. Go download the Civic Media app. Find our station. This is one you're listening to right now. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen and send the keyword Holly. Text Holly. Let's be Holly. Join us 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on a proposed deer management unit rule. The draft rule would allow the Department of Natural Resources to return to habitat-based deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone and parts of the Central Forest Zone. The public comment period on the proposal will be open until January 10th, and DNR officials will host a virtual public meeting on the draft rule on January 8th. Public comments can be mailed to the DNR office in Madison or submitted online. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he would be willing to veto the state budget if it includes a return-to-work policy for state employees. Remote work soared during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers unable to gather in an office for safety reasons, and has stuck around as an option for convenience and improved work-life balance. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to require state employees to work in person multiple days per week. Governor Evers says remote work especially benefits employees from rural communities. An environmental group fighting against the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project in Superior has petitioned the state Supreme Court to get involved. Clean Wisconsin and the Sierra Club filed the petition on Thursday, challenging the Public Service Commission's approval of the controversial project. The planned facility would be a nearly $1 billion gas-fired power plant, and environmental activists say the Public Service Commission did not give environmental standards enough consideration before giving the project its approvals. The city of Duluth has officially approved an Arizona company to work as their next tourism firm. On Monday, the city council voted 8-1 to approve Madden Media, with some councilors later saying they didn't have much of a choice due to state law on the competitive bidding process. City attorney Terry Lur had even warned council members that if they had voted no, the city could have been subject to a lawsuit from the company for violating the request for proposal process. Of the five finalists in the bidding process, three were local firms. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with flurries and snow showers fluffing up to a dusting to an inch. Temps drop to near 10 above and stay there throughout most of the day tomorrow as the wind picks up, dropping wind chills well below zero as the sky clears. Much colder for Wednesday night and Thursday. Right now it's 20.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch, like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, phone line, text line. We'll get to you shortly. Again, we are revisiting the headline here because I just love this. Josh Call has added 10 more charges against Troopas Cheese Bro and Mike Roman here in the state of Wisconsin. The additional charges allege forgery to defraud. Who do they forge to defraud? The Republican electors. The Republicans.
Oh,
they're sticking
it's so
it
good.
To their own. Oh man. I mean, it's kind of like a reverse grift. I mean, I don't know. They prey on their own. I think they just prey on everybody.
Yeah.
That's
they
just
do.
Kind of what they do.
It's what they do.
Additional charges. So now there's 10 additional charges, I guess, because there were 10 electors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as mentioned, Troopas was on the Vicki McKenna Show, a conservative talker here in Wisconsin. And he said, there's not a single morning or a single night since early 2021 that I have not worried about this case, that I have not thought about it. They're coming after me and every member of my family. They're coming after my law license. They're coming after my bankers. The civil case that he had to defend himself cost over $500,000. He claims they're trying to bankrupt him. Well, again, you engage. You shouldn't do that. Right. It's not laughable to me because I can go to jail for 6 years, and I don't doubt they would love to do that to make me the poster child. Well, that six-year term was for one count.
Yeah, now we're looking at 66
That's math
years.
On the radio,
That's math
Jess.
On the radio.
Well done. 66 years.
Indeed.
Now. And it's not $10,000.
No.
It's 11 times $10,000.
Yeah.
$110,000. Look at us.
That's a chunky bit of change.
That is a little bit. A little bit more of the reporting on the conclusion here at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Who's writing this one? I got to give credit to our friends that are doing the real journalism here, Laura Schultz and Hope Carnop at jsonline.com. The conclusion here, we talked a little bit about it, but I want to put some clarity to it. He's been filing some motions recently to dismiss the Dane County case, talking about Troopas specifically. He's been filing motions to dismiss the case ahead of the hearing this week. He'll be hearing on Thursday. Of course, this came down today. His motions claiming the electors met and cast their ballots only to preserve their legal options in case the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Trump the winner of Wisconsin. He said no crime was committed and claimed the complaint should be dismissed. He contended that federal law should take precedent in the case and charges couldn't be filed in state court. He also argued that facts showing no crime was committed were left out of the original complaint and so the case should be dismissed. And a final motion claiming the election crime prosecutions can only be filed by a DA and not the state attorney general. So the case should be dismissed.
So can I try to brainstorm my way through this? What it sounds like is that we had this group coordinated by three people, and they set out to rob a bank. And they got their masks, and they gave instructions to everyone, and they went in, and they said, hands up, give me all your money. But they failed. They failed. They couldn't actually rob the bank. Therefore, no crime was committed.
No, it's fine. It's right. It's right. We're prepping to rob the bank?
Right. But that in and of itself, as far as I understand it, is still a crime.
The conspiracy,
right? The conspiracy to do so.
The 10 electors have not been charged criminally related to the fake documents. However, last year, the group settled a lawsuit filed by the real Biden electors against them over their role in the scheme. As part of that settlement, the false electors acknowledged their actions were part of an attempt to overturn an election. So there we go, folks. All sorts of reasons Troopas thinks it should be dismissed. And we will see a hearing on Thursday. Again, 11 charges now of fraud against the fraudsters for trying to overturn the election and cast aside my vote, Jess's vote. And you can do whatever you want. Don't you dare throw out our votes. 855-752-4842. Let's get to our very patient callers. All right, Cindy from Appleton, you're up. Welcome. What do you got, Cindy?
Well, I'm tired of these Republicans pleading this ignorance of the law. They're not ignorant of the law. They just believe that the laws do not apply to them. This is the problem. And if this guy goes to prison for 66 years, you know Trump's just going to let him out anyway.
No, so. No. Oh, no. Au contraire, mon frère. Cindy, these are state charges. Donald Trump cannot pardon state charges. The president can only pardon federal charges.
Hmm.
So this would be a state case, and they're not going to be able to get away.
So is this why, was it Troopas who is saying that they should be charged federally?
Everyone wants to move this thing to federal court, right? They did the motions in Georgia. They did the same thing. I'm sure they did it in other places as well, because that's your hook. If Trump gets in, he can give you a pardon.
Uh-huh.
855-752-4842.
So much for states' rights, I guess.
Right. Jim from Brookfield. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
But hello, Dom. It's good to hear your show on a cold, getting colder Tuesday.
Yeah,
in December. If anybody does deserve to go to, pay the consequences, go to prison, pay the fine, it is Mr. Troopas, poster child or not. My question is whether or not he's convicted, can he still be looked at or put under the microscope to lose his law license in the state of Wisconsin to be disbarred, similar to our beloved former chief or Supreme Court Justice,
yeah,
Mr. Gableman has? And my other question is, when do you think this would come to trial?
Great questions, Jim. Thank you for calling. I think they're pushing for 2025, and they're still doing this, right? So they have a hearing coming up on Thursday, and I'm not sure if they're going to give dates out at that point, but this has been going on some time, so I would imagine we'd get some actual dates coming pretty soon. And of course, dropping 10 more charges shows that they're not walking away from this case.
Certainly.
What do you have his other question? I forgot his other question.
Disbarment.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. he mentioned it when he was talking on the conservative radio that they're coming after his law license, as well they should. Come on. It's a privilege to be able to walk into the court and file your documents. You're going to do so fraudulently? Maybe there should be some consequence to that. And the guy was a former judge. And I hate to begrudgingly give a little cover for those 10 fraudulent electors. I don't know how you didn't know better, Andrew Hitt. You're an attorney, for crying out loud. But it's not all of them were attorneys, And if you have a former judge and activist, they come out and they give you a big spiel and a good story, and you tell them how you want to participate in your very limited legal ways that you want to participate, and they go against that. Well, I mean, maybe you're misguided. Certainly, did you break the law? Probably not. But were you coerced into it? Were you lied to? Were you a victim of a fraud? Well, absolutely you were. And I would say anybody who believes that Donald Trump won the 2020 election, you are also a victim of a fraud. Mm-hmm. The big lie from Donald Trump, you had every opportunity, as anybody should, as any elect and anybody. If you're running for office, you don't like it, there's rules. We know the rules of the game when you get into it. And they tried, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried again, and they lost. And they kept on losing. They kept losing, but they didn't want to lose because a guy like Donald Trump, the narcissist that he is, can't possibly lose. How could that ever possibly happen? Well, it all must be because of the drop boxes, as Liz from Sun Prairie texts in.
Mm-hmm.
Troopas and his wife also voted via drop box. Then when Trump lost, he made himself look like a hero and offered to throw out his own vote. What a joke. They were going after the drop box votes. They were going after the absentee ballots. That was what they're trying to do, is throw out all these votes in Dane County and Milwaukee County. Right? That's what they were trying to do. And Troop has voted that very same way as Liz mentioned. And he is more than happy, as are all these mega cult members, to martyr their own vote to save their leader.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Troopas, former conservative judge, orchestrator of fraud here in the state of Wisconsin. You voted via Dropbox, absentee Dropbox? What? And now you're going to go to court and say that's somehow wrong and illegal and it shouldn't count? Your own vote?
Mm-hmm. Well, that gives him the moral standing so that he can say, look, I'm willing to.
Well, then why did you vote that way in the first place? Then,
so he could do it.
Oh no, because no one wanted to get COVID.
Right.
No one wanted COVID, man. Did we forget about the COVID? There was some COVID going on, if I recall.
Oh God, no! I've tried to black out those years.
Oh, come on, people. it is kind of blurry, but there were difficult times. Come on, man, that was a terrible time. And it was exacerbated by this tomfoolery, fraudulent, illegal activity. And to take advantage of, come on, man, people voted absentee, put in Dropbox like Troopas did for a reason. They were concerned for their safety. And you're going to go out and take advantage of the, yeah, a lot of people voted absentee. Well, why? Worldwide pandemic, maybe that had something to do with it. I remember Robin Voss getting on full-on PPE.
Yeah, while healthcare providers couldn't get it.
Yeah, but he looked really good at it. Looked like Dexter.
Yeah, he did.
It was totally safe to come out from
me. Totally safe.
Come on. It was just, and for these things to happen, and to, for them to take, I'm going to take advantage of it. That's what they did. You take advantage of it. These were tough times. People were dying every single day.
It was so chaotic.
It was. It was weird. It was, and then to have to deal with this kind of stuff, to have to deal with this big lie that Donald Trump threw out their way in the beginning, man, 12 months before his election.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not 12, maybe 8. Beginning of the year. I mean, he knew what was coming. He knew that COVID was going to suck. He knew that was going to be bad for him politically. And again, I would argue that if he would have actually led, if you got out and said, hey, here's what the professionals are saying, the experts are saying, we got to do, mask up, get, you can work on this vaccine. In the meantime, do what you can and be safe. And I'm going to lead by example. He would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives, I would imagine, because I think some people, actually went to their deathbed still not believing that they actually had COVID.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Some of the reporting that I've read in that regard. So he could have saved some people's lives, and he may have gotten reelected.
Oh, absolutely. If he would have actually just led in those moments, I think that he would have won, especially if the Democrats had still, in this hypothetical situation, still fronted Joe Biden. Yeah, come on.
But we'll never
instead,
know. We'll never know.
And
in the meantime, so here we are left, as usual, to pick up the pieces of a disastrous effort, a fraudulent effort to throw out Dom and Jess' vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not okay. Of course, not just us, but hundreds of thousands of other folks, including Jim Troopas himself, who'd be more than happy to martyr his vote so his orange leader can win. What a freaking joke. I hope they make you a poster child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else you do. I mean, if you try to overthrow an election, try to throw out our votes, and you just get away with it, I mean, I guess you become president. 855-752-4842. Let's get back to it. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. And first, the good news today, I'm going to the 6-month protocol now for my scans and my CSC.
All right. Well done, sir. Congratulations.
So that's pretty cool. But getting back to this right here, that I just checked it out on the Wisconsin Elections Commission that Dean Knutson actually resigned over this whole issue because he felt he couldn't represent Republicans anymore on the commission because they're all getting down on him because he wouldn't accept this nonsense that they're doing. And he shouldn't be representing. Anybody should be on there should be representing the citizens, not the particular party that they belong to. It's just that they're just happen to be a representative of that party. Now, I don't believe that they should be the fake electors should be let off the hook because they can read the Constitution. They can see that the only electors are the ones that are actually selected by the people. They knew at that point in time they were not the ones selected by the people because the Supreme Court had already come down and rendered their decision. And the fact ignorance of the law is no excuse, and that. And even Bob Spindell, I mean, he's a member of the Wisconsin Election Commission. She should be fully immersed in what Wisconsin law says. So there's one fake elector that shouldn't get I did believe this guy right here. And I don't know that any of them should be let off the hook. I mean, that ignorance of the law is no excuse and that you should know darn well what you're doing, signing on and saying that if there's questions about it, then don't sign.
And I totally get that, Mark, and I begrudgingly give him a little slack. And I don't know the nature of the engagement with Troopas, right? Was he actually their legal representative, or was I don't know how that all went down. But man, someone's got to be held accountable, Mark. 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. This hour's keyword is Holly.
Holly.
Holly. So go download the Civic Media app, find your favorite radio station, use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword Holly for your chance to win the statewide contest. Holly. And that text line, hell, I get those too. I see lots of you folks playing the game. Thank you for engaging. Thank you for being a part and hanging out with us. Also, not just those texting the Holly, also those that have something to say about the topics as well. I'm going to throw this one out there for your consideration. Terry from Cross Plains. Dom, Andrew Hitt, yeah, we talked about him, attorney, is supposedly an election expert. This is a weasel who was on 60 Minutes Alive that he didn't know that they were doing with his, what they were doing was illegal as fake electors. Terry says they all knew the truth. I'm inclined to believe that, Terry. I am. I don't know how they didn't charge. They're not going to charge. They're going to at least go after the attorneys that apparently lied to them. I mean, if they believed it, maybe they listened to the advice of counsel and counsel was giving them fraudulent and wrong advice. I don't know, but it's hard for me to believe, Terry, to your point, that Andrew Hitt didn't know. And I saw that 60 Minutes interview, and I was like, come on, man. I was pulling an Earl. Like, come on, man. I don't buy that for a minute. You're way smarter than that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, you got to play the game. You got to get out there and defend yourself vigorously, as, you know, anybody would probably. But I can't believe that you didn't know. It's really, really hard for me to swallow that pill. Uh-huh. Oh, you didn't know that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a big shit attorney. Oh, election law, huh? Oh, you were in charge of the mm-hmm. Republican state. Oh, you didn't know, huh?
It's surprising that he's not one of the three who is receiving these extra 10 charges.
Well, the first three were the other ones, but he was one of the electors, right? So
right.
If you believe the reporting and what the point is of Attorney General Call is that they were lied to. They were fraudulently, they were the victims of fraud from Troopas and these other cats. Well, he had nothing to say on that one. So he's keep his head down, you know, just I'm only the head of the party and election expert and attorney. And
I didn't know.
I just did what Troopas told me to because that seemed reasonable. Oh, you mean you lost? You don't want to, somehow you can like think maybe you could throw it to the states of fraudulent electors and put them, you know, they did it back in the 1800s and in 1960. Oh, that's what we're going to try to do? Well, didn't we just not get enough votes? No, let's do this instead. Okay, that sounds great. We'll go along with that. Come on, that's hard to believe. I mean, if someone walked up to me with paperwork like that, say, hey, I know. Kamala Harris lost.
I would pay good money to see.
But I got a great idea. All right, hang on. I'm going to work this one through. I got a great idea. This is totally going to work. It's not going to be problematic whatsoever. No, it's not fraud. And I remember when the fraudulent electors came forth from all these different states, and whoever the journalist was or the story reporting on it was, they lined them all up, and it was all the same language, all very similar. And we was like, come on, man. Come on. It's going to be close. What? Mm-hmm. What? So maybe someone will eventually pay for trying to throw your vote and my vote, but maybe not. 855-752-4842. But I do commend Mr. Josh Call. Throw the book at him. Make him a poster boy. No one throws out our votes. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Great show, guys. Agreed with everything. And I'll tell you something. Better late than never. I was calling Josh Call's office every single week wondering what the devil they were going to do with a Green Bay sweep that originated in the great state of Wisconsin.
Yep.
What an insult to all of us. And then Gableman, give me a break. He should have to pay back the money that he from our area here. And then that one guy that was already a lawyer, isn't that what his name was?
Troopas?
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Troopas was a former judge.
Well, I knew that one, but the other one, Andrew Hitt, is that his name?
Oh, Andrew Hitt, he was one of the electors. He was in charge of the Wisconsin GOP at the time.
Right, and he has a legal background. He can research laws. That guy needs to be investigated and lose his license for a while. This is so unbelievable, and anybody involved in this should not be allowed to run for election in the state of Wisconsin ever or be on any decision-making boards, because this is like, whoa, on the state of Wisconsin and all the money it cost us, all the chaos it caused.
Yeah.
And all the people that had to work overtime recounting all the votes and being, targeted with negativity and those type of things. So great job, guys. Thanks for reporting on this. You made my year. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, Jeannie. You are very welcome. We appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Catherine from Madison texts in. So, Dom, tell me again why it took Josh Call this long to charge these electoral college criminals. Well, the first charges were some time ago. These are additional charges.
Yeah.
And why did it take so long, Catherine? The gears of justice turn slowly. It is frustrating. I would have liked to see some more action on this because, again, it's not just fraud. It's fraud with the intent to overthrow an election, to throw out my vote, Catherine, to throw out your vote, throw out Jess's vote. That's just unforgivable. And anyone who goes along in that, if you weren't concerned about, hey, is this legal? Is this illegal? Is this going to disenfranchise voters? And Jim Troopas like puts his hand up. Absolutely. I voted via Dropbox absentee as well. To hell to throw it out. We throw out my vote. Maybe Trump will win. Folks, come back with us next segment, 855-752-4842. We'll follow up on the immigration and Trump's threats here in Wisconsin.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Pennsylvania, a judge denied bail for Luigi Mangione, the suspect charged in last week's murder of United Healthcare's CEO in Manhattan, the 26-year-old fighting extradition to New York City. He also faces a gun charge in Pennsylvania. Blair County District Attorney Peter J. Weeks speaking to reporters.
Our primary focus is to cooperate with the New York City Police Department and Manhattan District Attorney's Office. So this defendant could be prosecuted for his New York homicide charge.
It could take several weeks to extradite him. Multiple sources tell ABC News Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is pushing for his daughter-in-law, Amaryllis Fox Kennedy, to be appointed the CIA's deputy director. She previously worked at the agency and has been seen at Mar-a-Lago estate in recent days. A wildfire burning out of control in Malibu, forcing evacuations as whipping offshore winds kick up. Nearly 2,700 acres have been burned so far. Red flag warning stretching to San Diego. This is ABC News.
I